host, Dr. Alana DeGrasse, and I'm so excited that you're part of the Dr. D Inspire stream and the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast. You know, so many of us have goals, and a lot of times when we look at others who we consider to be successful, we may think, oh, wow, look at them. Of course, they're able to reach their goals. And we might look at our own lives and think that our successes that we're hoping for are either not possible or it might be too difficult to reach for. But today, I want you to know, just like I've been saying in the past couple of weeks, that your goals, your dreams are possible. Now, you might have to adapt them. You might need to park some so you can focus more on some than the others. But I want you to know that there really are opportunities around you every single day. And your biggest challenge will be to say no to some and to say yes that you really feel resonate with you at this given time. You know, we're living in an interesting time, a challenging time, but I want to encourage you to fill your mind with positive thoughts, to listen to, you know, interviews, listen to opportunities where you can stretch your thinking. And today I have the wonderful opportunity to have you guys listen to an interview I will have with Patty Aubrey. And I want you to share with Patty your questions. I want you to leave your comments and really let her know that you tuned in to this webinar and live stream. You know what? We need as many leaders and entrepreneurs and experts to step up and really share their genius. And a lot of times, I know we're hiding in the basement of our dreams. And sometimes we need to step out of that so that other people can find us. So will you do that today? I challenge you to listen to this interview and really come with your notes and your questions. And if Patty has not addressed some of the questions you might have, we're going to make sure that we send her an update, and perhaps we'll do a follow-up discussion or a follow-up email to make sure that our listeners and viewers are able to hear from Patty. Well, stay tuned, and thanks for tuning in to the Dr. D Inspire live stream. Now remember, we love it when you comment, we love it when you like, and we love it when you share. Hello, everyone. It's yours truly, Dr. Alana DeGrasse, president of Turning On the Lights Global Institute. And boy, you guys know I love smiling. And you know I love to say you're beautiful, you're valuable, and nothing about you is a mistake. So today, I am super excited because, you know, we're living in a really interesting time where I think because of what we've all gone through with the pandemic, whether you have been impacted personally or you're pivoting online, I just want you to know that you can stay in momentum. And that is why one of the things I've decided to do is to really bring to you people who are making changes in the world, people who are sharing their passions with us. And hopefully from listening to their stories, from listening to their journey, you also will develop that momentum to say, I can and I will upgrade my life. So without further ado, I just want you guys to know that I'm trying to hold myself in my chair because I know many of us, when we think about needing a story, needing to be encouraged, we think back to moments when we got on our couch and we opened up a good chicken soup for the soul. And I cannot tell you how many of those stories have impacted my life through the years, from college all the way to now. You know, I am honored today to present to you Patty Aubrey, who is the president of the Jack Canfield Training Group. And Patty Aubrey has not only overseen the growth of the publishing industry's first billion-dollar brand with those of the likes of Jack Canfield, as many of you know, but she also has her own story. She also has her own journey. And a lot of times when we see, you know, pioneers, we often don't think about those that are also there trudging that journey along. And so I am honored to introduce to you today, Patty Aubrey. And so Patty, can you turn on your video so everyone can say hi to you?
Hi, wow. Everyone.
So everyone, give me a second. We're so happy that you're here, Patty. And do you want to introduce yourself to everyone and kind of let them know, for you, what does it mean to persist in these challenging times?
Oh, boy. It means just keep going. You know, I mean, it's interesting throughout this last year and a half, so many people are focused on, you know, what if you get sick or what if this happens? And I always say I spend 5% of my time on plan B, which is that. And then 95% of my time on what am I going to do to go forward? And if it's going to happen, what's going to take to make it happen? So for us, we run live seminars all over the world. And we had to do a lot of hotel rearranging and people. And, you know, we just decided that we were going to go virtual and we would just over deliver and under promise. And so we did. And it turned out, you know, the thing is, we thought it was going to be an issue and it was a problem, but it was really just an opportunity in disguise to have more people come to our workshops from around the world and still mastermind with us and run live trainings. You know, we have big TVs so we can see everybody. So I could say, hey, Dr. Lana, tell me about you. And, you know, it's like everybody's in the front row.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's been tough, but we've really just bonded so much as a team and really gotten it and dove in as deep as we could to make it work. So I'm a problem. I love problems. I'm a strategy person. So even with, you know, growing up running Chicken Soup for the Soul and having two babies, and my husband said, are you going to quit now that you're pregnant? I'm like, what? Heck no. This wow, game's just getting started. I just spent 5 years trying to make this book work, you know?
Well, I also want to say, I mean, when the pandemic happened, I have to thank you and Jack, because I had no idea that I was going to jump into your Reignite program. So it was like, I just knew I was burnt out. I was serving others. And guys, if you guys, and we're going to have more time for you guys to learn how to connect, but I want to say, boy, their program really was a refresher for me, because sometimes leaders, we don't even know that we're burnt out and tired until we have an experience and we're like, I was tired. And so yeah. I felt like being a part of your program was monumental, because not only did it give me a chance to sit back and go, how do I really plug through these times? But there were also other amazing, heartfelt people that I just felt were just so genuine. I felt like I met a bunch of new friends. And one thing in the permission granted book that you talk about in terms of your own life is when you realize, wait a minute, I didn't give myself room or time to really celebrate all of the actions that I have done, because to your point, sometimes we're plugging away, we're doers, we want to be successful. And I know for me, sometimes I forget to just say, wait, I need to pause. So can you talk to me about, because when I read that, I was like, I felt like I was in a room by myself with you. And I was like, oh, she gets me. And I want to know, like, what was it like that day when you finally said, wait a minute, I've done what I've done with Chicken Soup. I've served others. I've done all these things, but like, I need to give myself permission. Like, what was that day like for you?
Well, it was longer than a day. I think I really came up with the whole permission granted concept in probably 2014. And at that point, I was kind of angry. I was waiting for everybody else to give me permission, including Jack, you know, who's my business partner and has been for 32 years. And I was frustrated. And I said, I am giving myself permission to just put myself first and be a B, you know, a B word. And he was like, whoa, 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 what? And he's like, I didn't know you were unhappy. He's like, I'm not a mind reader. You need to speak up and ask, you know how to ask for what you want. I'm like, I know, but I was always feeling like, you know, Chicken Soup was done. We sold that. We started training trainers around the world. We started doing things like Reignite. We do Breakthrough to Success. I run my own programs as well for women around giving yourself permission to show up, stand up, and be seen. Because as much as I was the president of Chicken Soup, there were these two guys out there named Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, and everybody thought they did it all. And that was fine. I wrote books. I made a lot of money. But around 40 something, I went, wait a second, I need to be more visible. And it took to the point where my mom was dying, and she died about, I'm going to say 7 or 8 years ago. And she said to me on her deathbed, like, listen, you two built this business from zero. You both were like living on top ramen. You both had I had a Dodge Colt. Jack had a Dodge Caravan. She's like, wow. You had no money and you need to take credit where credit's due. And I did not raise you to be invisible. Please promise me that you will show up and be seen. And that was like a defining moment for me of like, okay, now what does that look like? And I'd been sitting, you know, I'd been running the training rooms, but he was really the one on stage. And so it took me to create the program that we have, the Success Principles Certification. It's an online program where I had to go through the entire program that he was delivering. And I figured out, like, there's a formula here that anybody can speak if they just know the recipe. Mm-hmm. And so I created this Canfield methodology. And when I first said it, I said, there's a methodology here. I said, we're called the Canfield methodology. He said, that's ridiculous. I said, okay, we'll call it the Aubrey methodology. He goes, no, we'll call it Canfield methodology. And so, but I learned how there's like five simple steps for each thing, each principle that you're teaching. Mm-hmm. And so I started to do it and I started to do it better and better. I think the first retreat that I ran with him, I probably said five words. Now you can't shut me up. But it was important for me because I think a lot of women think, oh, when I'm ready, I'll do it. And you're ready when you hit the go button and you fall forward and it's never failing. It's just more data. And yes, of course, we're not perfect. We're never perfect, but we're obviously not the best of the best until we do it over and over and over again. And so I realized I had to be scared and I had to get up on that stage and share my message because I felt that so many women needed to see what it could be like. From giving myself permission to be a working mom when no one in my neighborhood was, it was like, oh, that's the lady that works. You know, give myself permission to travel around the world and have a nanny at one point and feeling guilty about it at some point. And I think that was a defining moment for me too. I was flying to a book signing and I was on my publisher's jet. He had his own private jet. And I was, you know, at the prime of my career and I felt horrible. And I thought, wait a second, I have to stop feeling guilty and shameful. I'm here. I deserve this moment. I have to be in the moment or I'll forget it. And when I get home, I can spend quality time with my kids. And it's not quantity, it's quality. And I think that's in all relationships. Mm-hmm. And so that was a huge pivot for me. It just took so much weight off my shoulders.
Well, can I interject? I want to say that I just had a pause there because so many, I'm sure you already get this, but so many moms, wives, sisters, aunties, even myself as a newlywed many years ago, I felt like, oh, I can't reach my goals because, you know, who's going to cook or, you know, how am I? And my husband wasn't putting that on me, but I don't know why I had all these things in my mind. So my question to you would be, you know, if you were in a room with, you know, 10 women who, you know, yeah, they gave themselves so far to either working for someone else or to their families, but they really want to do something else. Like, let's say they want to write a book or they want to develop more confidence at the stage of their life that they're in, but they feel like they're torn between that whole imposter and life balance. Like, what would you actually tell them in terms of, you know, either building momentum or just taking it easy and giving themselves permission to be seen?
Well, I would first say cut yourself some slack and make a list of all the accomplishments that you have. So you got married, you got your driver's license, you graduated from kindergarten, you raised kids. And I think so many women that have been out of the workforce for a while, they don't realize that they have such a skill set of organization. The kids got up, they got dressed, they went to school, they paid the bills, they ran around, they went to practices. They were the operations manager or the CEO of their home or their own life. And so now it's stepping back. And what I would say, which is so important, get in a mastermind group, get with other women. I'm doing a workshop actually here in Nashville in October around the attractor factor. How do you attract the right clients to you? And how do you, you have to show up in that vibration, right? You have to show up with abundance and you have to show up with possibility. And so even when you don't feel that way, you sort of have to fake it till you make it and just walk through the fire. And if you can find someone to do it with you, that's great. But find a cheerleading squad that's outside of yourself, because I always say we have an inner critic and we don't need outside critics. You know, we already have that imposter syndrome of saying, oh, are you good enough? Or who do you think you are? So you need to have friends or colleagues or other people that are in the space of wanting to be more or wanting to have more. Or really become the person that you were meant to be, that you were put on this planet to be, that you were born to be. And that's when you have that moment, it's time. When you have that thought, that is your key to say, okay, I need to sit down and get really clear, whether it's with a coach or with someone, because often, as you know, we get in our own ways. You know, we're like, yeah, but, and that's what I love. That's why I love working with women. I'm like, okay, so if it was possible, what would it look like? What would you need? Forget about money. Mm-hmm. You know, do you need help, a housekeeper? Do you need someone to watch the kids? Do you need whatever it is? And then, you know, it doesn't always have to be a monetary exchange. Mm-hmm. Lots of times you can barter. I know for me, when I was writing Permission Granted, I wanted my friend Janet Schweitzer to edit it. She's the co-author of the Success Principles, and she's the best editor in the world. And I called her and she said, Patty, I have so much to do. I have to clean the house. I have to vacuum. I have to wash my windows. I have all this stuff because people are coming over. I said, Janet, I know how to do all that. I'm going to come over and clean your house and wash your windows and scrub your toilets, and you're going to edit my stories. You know, and so it's like whatever it takes, you just do it. And sometimes it's about sharing your vision about what you want your life to look like, because you never know.
I wanted to actually say that before you said sharing the vision, I wanted to share that one of the things I remember being in your training was the vision. I think we had to mm-hmm. do, I don't know if it was a vision board or if it would, all I remember is putting, and I was like, I haven't done this in so long. Cause sometimes people think, oh, I know a vision board, and they, you know, they're like, I did it 5 years ago. And I realized in the process I was in with you guys that it was more than that. It was like, okay, well, you got to that mountaintop. Now, what does the future look like? Yeah. So to me, because the reason why I'm asking that is because you talk about how it didn't happen overnight. It was like these 14-hour days. And I feel like sometimes people can look at you and just go, oh, it's Patty, you know, this person already who's already arrived. But those 14-hour days and the travel and all that you had to do and then to manage your personal life, I think sometimes it scares people. So how did you navigate that so that you were still being persistent and still putting in the time, but at the same time, trying to find time to rest and to recoup with all the no's, you know?
I think because I was so passionate about what we were doing, I had such a clear vision of what we wanted to do that it didn't really feel like work. I mean, there were 18-hour days. There were days that I drove my son to work and he was 3 months old and I'd stop on the side of the freeway and nurse him and get back, you know, put him back in his car seat. And I had an hour and 15-minute commute each way for those first 7 or 8 years. And you just do what you need to do. But I think for a lot of us, we get to a place and we plateau mm-hmm. and then we stop. And what you need to realize is go back and make a list of those successes, celebrate those and go, okay, I'm here. Maybe I need to take a breath, go for a run, walk, you know, take a weekend off, do some meditation or prayer around, you know, God, universe, whatever it is, show me the way. And if you just follow your intuition and you just stick with what you want and you don't edit those dreams, mm-hmm. so many people, they think, well, I want this, but I've got to go to A to B to C. Well, I think you can go directly to C. You just have to have the right people around you to say, well, if you could do it, what would it look like? Well, who do you know? Well, who do you need to know? Well, who do you know that knows somebody else? And so start networking with like-minded people that are not far away, that are not through a Facebook ad, but they're in your immediate circle and you just haven't shared that vision of what it looks like. And we just did a class called Adjust Your Aim. It's a 6-month course that I do. And we went back and said, okay, what were our goals 3 months ago? What have we accomplished today? Is that goal still the goal that you're interested in? What obstacles are you facing? And then we create strategies around those obstacles. So if you know something's going to show up, you plan for it. Mm-hmm. So for me, I know that I'm a visionary and I know that I can get a little scattered. So I plan for that with a very intentional VP of operations who is completely the opposite of me, but still appreciates my genius and I appreciate hers. And so, that is huge.
Thank you so much. So I want to ask you, so who do you think this new program for women that you have, who would this fit ideally? Does this fit for women who have busy schedules, who are in the midst of transition? Like, who do you think would best benefit from your programs?
Well, there's two programs. So my Permission Granted program, which starts in January, is really, I take you through 6 months of giving yourself permission. getting rid of all your incompletes, cleaning up all your messes, looking at what goals you want to accomplish, what actions you need to take to get there. I bring in experts. We do all just to get really clear and build the confidence that you need to know that you're enough, because all these women are working together to do that. The program I'm running in October is more about authors and coaches and speakers that need to understand more clearly who is their market. And one of the things that makes me crazy is people go out and they hire a website designer, and you know, it's like they just do it in the wrong order, and they end up spending all this money when really, if you just sit down, almost, I call it my adult coloring book. Here's my headshot. Here's the bio. Here's the product I want to offer. Here's what the product looks like. Here's the outline. And then be in that vibration so you get the right clients, because we all want the right clients. There's nothing worse than a client that you don't really enjoy. And so in order to sustain what you're doing and to take on something new, you have to be fully 1,000% honest with yourself about what you truly want.
Wow. And I have to interject, because guys, she is dropping so many nuggets. I hope you have your notes with you. Patty is really your go-to. She's been there. She's done that. But not only that, she's so authentic. And so we're definitely going to have her information and all the ways that you can stay connected. And Patty, I want you to tell me a story about maybe an experience that one of your clients or someone who's experienced you in one of your recent trainings have had, and like maybe give us an example of a breakthrough that they've had.
Okay, so I have a client who lives in Australia. And when before the pandemic, she would go into these coffee shops and she would read past lives cards. And that was kind of her hobby. But she's amazing at it. And it, I know it sounds a little woo-woo for some people, but it really is interesting. I say that she brings sanity to my insanity, because when she reads my card, she's like, this is why you're plugged in here, because in your last life, this happened or whatever. And I said, Michelle, you're so talented at this. Why don't we make this your full-time job? And she's like, oh, that would be my dream. Today, she has probably 5 to 7 clients a day, 5 days a week. She's made her own hours and she works from her own home. And she's doing really well. And a lot of it's been based on referrals. Almost everybody I meet, I always say, you have to talk to Michelle. If you're struggling, you know, do a reading. And now it's her full-time job. And she never, ever thought in a million years that she could actually monetize her message and her passion. And so that's really what we want to look at. What's your passion and how do we monetize it? Not how do I make money and then live my passion later? Because this is called life and we get to do it. As far as we know, once, according to her, we could do it hundreds of times, but we don't know that right now. So we have to show up and really go for it in this lifetime.
Thank you. I love that. And guys, she just said something that was really powerful, which is why not monetize your passion? Because a lot of times people think, I can't monetize my passion. It's too easy. And it's like, no, you should, like you said, you should wake up every day feeling like, oh, I get to do this. And when you have that kind of modality of thought, even one no is not going to stop you from continuously doing what you really feel in your heart to do. So I would just ask you, what is one thing you would say to someone who's nervous? They know they need to do something. They just don't know what to do. What would maybe be maybe your first 2 things that they should do to get themselves kind of in action?
Well, I would start watching different people on YouTube. I'd start reading some books. I mean, Success Principles is a really great book. So is Permission Granted. It's 20 women telling their stories. It includes Marcy Shimoff, Lisa Nichols, Ayanla Vincent, all kinds of different people. And I love what Ayanla says. She's like, you don't need permission to do anything. God gave you permission when you were conceived. And so Amen. Whatever that looks like, right? It's so true. And she just cut to the chase. I'm like, okay, girl. But it's true. And I think, look, here's the deal. We're all scared. And if you're not scared, then you're probably a sociopath. So if you're scared, know that you're growing and it's okay. And just, it might feel like an out of body experience when you say it out loud, but so what? And lots of times, you know, people ask if they ask for permission to do something. I say, ask for permission for support. I'm doing this and I would love to have your support, not do you mind. And flip it around, because all you have to do is reframe those little pieces of verbiage, and everybody wants to help. And it's not necessarily going to be our family in the beginning, But you can always look at, if this works, husband or children, here's what the benefits could be for you. Mm-hmm. You know, so you want to just come at it from a different mindset. And it's going to be difficult in the beginning because it's a new habit. We can think bad thoughts very simply, but the more we just reframe those thoughts into positive thoughts, the more it'll become a habit as well, right? They're just habits. A lot of people call them beliefs. I say, we don't have beliefs. We have habits. Those are bad habits. They can be replaced just like any other bad habit.
I love that. And I think of one habit that, well, many of the newpreneurs that I come in contact with is this idea that we can do it all ourselves. We can do it all ourselves. I can do this myself. And I remember in our training, I remember Jack saying, well, and even if you could, why would you? And well, for me, it was a good, go ahead.
Here's the one thing I want your listeners to know. If you looked at your life purpose and there's a page, and I don't know if you have that page out of your workbook, you can happily share it on your website. Mm-hmm. It's like, list your two unique qualities. What are you good at naturally? And those things are typically what we can monetize. Mm-hmm. I'm naturally a connector. I naturally put things together. I naturally problem solve. And I just thought, oh, that's just easy. I was overthinking my purpose in life when I realized that's why I'm here. So what I would say is, ask 5 people, what do you think my best qualities are? And ask people that know you, and they'll tell you what they are, because sometimes we don't know ourselves. And then look at, how do I take those 2 things and put them together and make a business model around that? Hmm. And that's when the stars align, the skies open, and work becomes effortless because you're already doing what you're good at and what you love. So it can be easy. It doesn't need to be hard. You just need to listen to your heart and your gut and go for it.
Wow. I want to say, I'm just so, everything you're saying is so helpful and pragmatic. So thank you for that, Patty. And I also want to say thank you for just your genuineness and the feedback you're giving. And tell people how they can get a hold of you. What is your website? We're going to make sure we put the link below, but just let us know how we can contact you.
You can contact me at www.pattyaubrey.com. And that is PattyAubrey.com. Lots of people do R-E-Y, so it's E-R-Y.com.
Thank you. Well, everyone, I want to say, whether you tune in on YouTube, whether you tune in on Instagram, whether you tune in on any of our streams, we want to thank Patty Aubrey for just spending time with us and giving us some wonderful pragmatic steps to really upgrade. And make sure you check on these links below so you can learn about her upcoming programs. You can learn about Permission Granted and anything else they have coming forward. Thank you so much, Patty, for this time. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Congratulations on your show. I love it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.